In the book of Exodus, God takes the Hebrew slaves and leads them out of the land of Egypt. And once they get out into the wilderness, God makes this promise found in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26. He says, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Back in 1998, the Journal of the American Medical Association published an article on life expectancy in Russia that I found really interesting. Between 1990 and 94, the first 4 years really of the Soviet Empire collapse, life expectancy for Russians actually dropped. The average age at death went from 63.8 for men to 57.7. And for women, it dropped from 74.4 to 71.2. Of course, most of us in the Western world, myself included, were happy to see the collapse of this oppressive regime that was completely dehumanizing its citizens and taking away basic human dignity. But you know, in the first few years of the collapse, life actually got worse for our friends in Russia. And the question, of course, is why? Well, that study lists a number of reasons, including this. Quote, "Economic and social instability, high rates of tobacco and alcohol consumption, poor nutrition, and depression." To put it another way, the wild instability of the years that followed collapse significantly raised the anxiety level of the average Russian. They couldn't predict what was going to happen next, and many people turned to all the wrong things to help them pull through the crisis, things like alcohol and tobacco. On top of that, good nutrition became a challenge. Of course, this has some bearing on the Western Hemisphere right now, with the high level of anxiety we're experiencing over our current economic situation. Frankly, it's hard to compare our tough times to what the Russians had to endure, but there's no question our anxiety level has been ratcheted up. And one of the keys to surviving well is found right here in Exodus chapter 15. "I am the Lord who heals you." If you suddenly find your personal anchors cut off, your own self-sufficiency, your plan for economic well-being, well, that can be disconcerting. But those who find themselves in a trusting relationship with God almost always survive these kinds of times better. First of all, they have life's instruction manual, a book that literally tells them the best way to live, the best way to think, the best way to handle money, and even the best way to eat. And on top of that, they have the absolute assurance that the world is not free-floating, that somebody is still in charge, somebody still watching what's going on. And there are studies out there, like the one published in the November 2005 edition of National Geographic, that demonstrate that those kinds of people have higher life expectancies. Why? Because they found a better way to live.